Hey guys, what's up? This is the 46-year-old Otaku, and I got some shit for you. I just wanted to let y'all know this is going to be wild. Hey guys, this is the 46-year-old Otaku, and if this is true, I have nothing against the man, I have nothing against the old elder god Boone, but if this is true, that man done lost his ever-loving mind. Of course, we all remember the message I sent you guys, my previous podcast. Oh boy, where I just said that a group of people who sent out a petition that wanted Shaggy in Mortal Kombat, had put it out on there, and had gotten all these signatures. Yeah. Well, I was on Facebook, checking out, seeing what the peeps are going on, doing in Facebook. And it turns out, might actually happen because of it. Now, I don't know if Shaggy might actually be in Mortal Kombat 11. Now, I don't know if they're just messing with us, if Ed is throwing out being a troll and trolling us, or anything of the like. But there's actually a picture of Shaggy facing off against Sub-Zero. I mean, not Sub-Zero, Scorpion. And I don't know. The reason why I say he might be trolling us is because it says hack and slash, but it doesn't say his name, Shaggy's name, under his health bar. But there's also a picture of him full Mortal Kombat, he's looking normal in the green t-shirt and the brown pants and all, but he has this pissed off look on his face, like, I'm gonna go on ahead and kick your ass. He has that look on his face. And like I said, he's kneeing Scorpion in the gut. And with another pick. And it looks like somebody just said, hey, we're going to go ahead, put Shaggy in the game, have a mock-up screen shot. That's one of the other reasons why I say it might not be real that Boone is trolling us. He got some people to troll us and all. But if this is real, like I said, Ed Boone is like my dude, man. I love Boone. I love Boone and I love Tobias. But if this is real, but if Shaggy is going to be in Mortal Kombat, they done lost their loving minds. The ever-loving minds. Oh, man. I cannot believe this. But this is just only DLC. I mean, they even got the full roster yet. I've seen Kano, by the way. Kano does look like Austin Aries. Kano looks like Austin Aries cosplaying as Kano. His skin looks like Austin Aries cosplaying as Kano, cosplaying as Pancho Villa. I think that's the dude's name. I can't remember. It's from the Brazil. It was from the Brazil thing. But anyway. The Woken Warriors might have won this one. They might. I'm not upset over it. I'm just like, I'm worried. I'm a little worried that Shaggy might be in it. And like I said, I don't mind him being in it. I'd play him if he was going, if he was in it, if he's in it. I mean, just so I can say, yeah, I didn't kick Sub-Zero. No, I didn't kick Shao Kahn's ass with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Or I didn't kick Baraka's ass with Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And what's really bad about it is there's another petition going on so that they can have Scooby for Injustice, too. I don't know if they're going to put another Injustice. I don't know if they're going to do another character pack, though, in for Injustice, too. So if they do, hey, you know, more is the plenty. But the thing of it is this. This is another thing. Like, I don't see NetherRealm Studios doing another fighter pack for Injustice 2. Because they got all the other characters, they got all the characters they wanted. So in the Ultimate Edition of Injustice 2 was already out. Had already came out, and it came out like 2 years ago? 2-3 years ago? I don't know. Have to look it up. But yeah, well, the thing of it is, you got, if this happens, if Shaggy, if we hear you come up and be like, no, that's not who I think it is on the character select screen, and you're like, no, that's not who I think that is, and you click on it, and you select that particular character, and the guy goes, Shaggy Rogers. He's in it. But the thing of it is, no, the thing of it really is, you gotta get confirmation from Ed Boon. I think Boon is trolling us. But if he's saying, yeah, Shaggy's in it, then we gonna fight a Shaggy in Mortal Kombat. So that'll do it. This is the 46-year-old otaku. I almost said it again. The 46-year-old otaku with this mini cast. Thank you for listening. And shoot, what should I? I don't have a. My web. You want to contact me? I need help for some sign-offs. Contact me at arsaltome@gmail.com. That's arsao.tome@gmail.com. Best sign out. Well, I will use it. I will use it, and I will thank you on my podcast, okay? Till then, I'll see ya. This is the 46-year-old otaku, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about these weird games or apps or whatever that Facebook is doing. And the most recent one, according to this weird app, I am 82% Irish. 82% Irish. Now there's a dude out there, one of the really good YouTubers out there that does his game stuff and does try not to laugh stuff out there. I know some of y'all might know his name. I want to say his name is Sean McLaughlin. I think that's his name, his last name, or as we like to call him on YouTube, Jack Septicai. Yep, Mr. Top of the Morning to ya, laddies. I actually read somewhere that Jacksepticeye is 85% Irish. Yeah. 85% Irish. This is the same dude that basically, and I kid you not, this is the same dude that basically just recently had quote unquote died. Allegedly, he was hit by a drunk driver saving a little girl. My boy died saving a little girl, and the driver said, "Oh shit, I better get him off the road before I be arrested for vehicle manslaughter. So my boy is going to heaven for saving a little girl from getting hit by a car. He's alive though, but my boy's going to heaven getting hit by a car. But anyway, nevertheless, Jacksepticeye's my homie. That's all I gotta say about that one. Anyway, I'm just wondering, why am I 82% Irish? So I'm 82% Irish American. That means the 18% of me is African American. And if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm a bro man. Okay, I'm a bro man. I'm African American. But it is like really weird though. An Irish, an African Irish American. Okay, you know, I just wanted to know what this was about. This is hilarious. It's tickling me. Well, anyway, this is the 46-year-old otaku, and I'm warning you. I just wanted to let you guys know, let my listeners know, I might be doing a podcast at NakaCon through the 15th. The 15th through the 16th, 17th, maybe 16th. So you know, if I'm gonna, you know, you wanna. If you going and you want to find me, just find me. Find me. I'm there. So, I'll talk to y'all later. This is the 46-year-old otaku saying, ladies, when I rock the UK, South America gets horny. Bye-bye.